people can hear me. If you can hear me at the back, thrumming through the sound, can you? Okay, it's. I think it sounds like you can hear me at the back. Excellent. All right. Okay. Well, it turns out I'm a little bit early, but I'm going to use those 2 minutes for questions at the end of the talk, if possible. All right, folks. Welcome to Responsible Clouds and the Green Web Triangle: How to Make the Climate Case for a Diverse Cloud Ecosystem. I work for the greenwebfoundation.org, and the URL for that nonprofit is written across the bottom of this screen, as you can see. In case you can't see me, that's my face. This is a bit of a kind of hangover from when you're doing remote talks, because, yeah, it's weird being in a room with other people again. I have a background working in wacky environmental climate tech startups, like, as you can see, Loco2, which is a triple layer pun around locomotion, low carbon, and like going a loco on a crazy holiday. I also worked at a company called AMI, which stands for Avoid Mass Extinction Engine. We burned through something in the region of $20 million of VC money trying to put a carbon footprint API on anything we could find. These days, I work at the Green Web Foundation, where we track the transition of the internet away from fossil fuels to something greener. I also work with the Green Software Foundation, which is a large industry body, where I'm the policy chair there. And I also run a podcast, or I co-host a podcast called Environment Variables, get it? Yeah, which is all about green software. And I also am a contributing editor to a magazine called Branch Magazine, which is all about the stuff, this kind of intersection between climate and tech. So this is what we're going to cover today. I'm going to frame a kind of problem that you might think about when it comes to sovereign tech, sovereign cloud, and like sustainability. I'm going to talk a little bit about the drivers for sustainability at a kind of regulatory level that happen in Europe specifically. Then I'm going to kind of talk about the idea of competing on transparency as a basis for a more diverse cloud ecosystem. So off we go, framing the cloud, framing the problem with the Green Web Triangle. So, Most of you know that we basically build services by compiling them these days, or lots of the different services. So it's a bit like a kind of graph where things people see at the top is actually comprised of all these things that we might build all the way through that. And when you're trying to actually